Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Windows on the World, coming to you from the UK, where the weather has changed slightly for the worst in London town. It does feel as though autumn is on the way. That's the trivia out of the way. However, we have a lot to get into today. Special guest John Kitson will be joining us soon. John is very busy looking at the dangers of 5G and trying to warn the public about this, which is all part of course, the Global Action Plan, of which we talk a lot about on the show. Okay, so tonight we discuss the Great Reset and the World Bank's demands on all countries to enforce tyrannical lockdowns in return for loans on the back of the COVID-19 Action Plan, which is exactly what it is. We've been covering this for the last few months, and I've got to the point now where I'm not really interested in the rising up of the public against wearing masks and all this stuff. It's very surface and actually pointless. I think the idea now is to get strategic intelligence. Well, that's what the World Economic Forum called it. Strategic intelligence out there. People who have a functioning brain cell who realize that this is just an agenda being played out in real time. And the only way to counteract this on an individual scale is look at what countries like Belarus have done, because we are all separate entities, even though we're part of the big global community on spaceship Earth, as the New Agers like to say, and that's all part of the hive mind. So I think that over the past few weeks, I've been looking at this sort of idea of protests and doctors talking about what we already know and trying to get away from that. And I've been thinking about creating kind of unpredictable alliances, and I'm going to get into that a bit more in the next few weeks, because I've found that often the way to usurp things for the greater good, the public benefit, the public interest, the real public interest, is to be a little bit clever. And sometimes that means flying under the radar when necessary. But yes, tonight we're going to be talking, well, tonight in the UK, actually. We do have a few listeners in the UK, I think. So good evening, everyone in the UK, and good afternoon to everyone on the other side of the pond. The present driver of global change, of course, is the COVID Action Plan. Now, Belarus would not comply. There was no lockdown in Belarus. In fact, a friend of mine went there because everywhere else was locked down. And he happened to be in Poland at the time, made his way to Belarus, absolutely freedom. Everything going on as usual, no change there whatsoever. But of course, that's not part of the Global Action Plan. So Lukashenko, president there, has been roundly criticized. We're going to get into that. And it looks like a coup is about to be staged, at least in the media. Well, most coups start in the media these days, don't they? Belarus would not comply. So the usual attempt to overthrow the leader is underway and supported by, of course, the fake news media. We're going to be talking to John Kitson tonight, but first of all, got a few other things to get through. Yes, just to reiterate my point, and I think John might like to pick up on this later, unpredictable alliances often escape scrutiny. What a great idea. In our last two shows in the archive, do check it out at windowsontheworld.net. We've got a live shows page where we put our Sunday shows. And if you don't listen to them, please do, because I get into quite a lot of detail with those. That's the Sunday show, which is at 3:30 p.m. Central, if you're not listening to RBN, of course. The last show we did, last two shows, actually, let's go through the one that was called Rats That Rule the World. It covered the World Economic Forum and their founder, Klaus Schwab, and it quotes what he said at the World Economic Forum. And this can also be found in an article on Windows on the World called The Great Reset. Go scroll down to the articles, and I've got the actual quotes from Klaus Schwab himself. Now, with these globalists, you have to really listen carefully to what they're saying, because they're so bloody boring. You actually start switching off. But if you actually tune into what they're saying, and more importantly, write it down, you will see the true horror of what they want for us. But the other follow-up show to Rats That Rule the World and The Great Reset was called The Great Reset, Liars and Con Men. I'm not holding back here, am I really? Where we looked at the distraction issues surrounding the Great Reset, including, of course, the pandemic story and the actual driver of the COVID Action Plan, the fear-inducing but rather an effective virus itself. COVID-19 is a business plan for the world, a driver of change for the new global health security system. Now, according to Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, the effect of the socially engineered crisis of COVID-19 will be, wait for it, are you ready? Similar to a world war. This is in effect what it is, a group of technocrats and bankers who are implementing global governance. He said 50% of the world population will be affected by COVID-19. The drivers of the fourth industrial revolution, of which, of course, Klaus is one of them, because he actually wrote a book called The Fourth Industrial Revolution, which was the previous volume to COVID-19, The Great Reset, which he just authored with another writer called Thierry Malaret, who's also a globalist stooge. It states that the next crisis is already waiting for us. So Klaus Schwab is already saying that the next crisis is already waiting for us. Now, this will be the continuation of that other driver of change, climate change, because they're not going to let up on that one. It will be making a return. There will be a resurgence of climate change propaganda. So they're going to dust off Greta Thunberg, give her some new lines to read, and hopefully our house will once again be on fire. We could do with that in the UK at the moment. But basically what this is about is saving the world for the World Bank. The decarbonisation of the planet is about control and management of population and the destruction of all corporations whose stakeholders are not agents of the new system. The restriction of movement is planned with global health security, which will define your universal credit and, of course, wait for it, your lifespan. COVID drives the new global security, surveillance and online economy. Everything which can be digitalized should be digitalized, according to Klaus Schwab. That's a direct quote. He also said, decarbonize the economy to protect us from environmental virus. Now, the World Economic Forum state that we must redefine our social contract for the profit and control, basically, of technocrats, unknown to 99% of the population. This is a huge point. Go out into the street and ask anyone who Klaus Schwab is. They probably will not know. And this is very unfortunate because these people are the real drivers of COVID-19. But the nations will all fall into line as their leaders are the leaders of the global action plan. We have Boris Johnson in the United Kingdom, who has turned out to be a very timid hostage of global governance, along with whichever stooges, lobbyists that he chooses to stand on the podium with, of course, socially distanced. But as the UN say, no one will be left behind, but some of us want to be. The Young Leaders Programme, now this is interesting, the Young Leaders, remember that these organisations like the World Economic Forum are actually providing us with our future leaders. And this is the role of NGOs now through the United Nations Global Action Plan, United Nations Agenda 2030, is to train future leaders. It says on the Future Leaders Programme, COVID-19 has highlighted the fact that our previous systems were neither equitable nor sustainable. Oh, I suppose they won't be resilient in the past either, but they're going to be resilient in the future. We know the word salad by now, I think. They also say the crisis also presented an opportunity to reset and work towards a greener future. Well, green behind the gills is really what they mean. It's nothing to do with the environment, of course. This means fake green for the monitoring and control of all. And it says in a few years, non-digital business will simply not exist. That's the World Economic Forum Digital Transformation Portal. So yes, we are indeed saving the world for the World Bank, but the World Bank offers COVID loans in exchange for country lockdown and intentional economic recession. That is the title of a piece which I found on a website by James Herrer at Weebly.com, and it's well worth a read. Yeah, World Bank offers COVID loan in exchange for country lockdown and intentional economic recession, according to President of Belarus. Let's just get through this. As one of the very few European countries that have not implemented rigid and usually baseless coronavirus response, Belarus epitomizes a government with local approaches which have allowed essential services to remain available for the public amidst the alleged outbreak on the country. Not only that, as a respect for human rights and the freedom, the government also let other cultural celebrations continue, including sports. Yeah, they had football matches there. The football matches in the UK that they've had are absolutely hilarious. You've got these half-assed football players looking really bored because there's no one there. And I think they've got taped audience applause in the background, but the place is empty. And in some of them, they've actually just put down roller blinds where the seats are with pictures of people's faces. It's absolutely weird. it's like going to a stand-up comedy show and you're the only person in the audience, you know. But one main reason for this is that the Belarus president, Alexander Lukashenko, refused the World Bank's offer of a loan, which in return can be used to ask for favours, which would surely be considered sinister. That's the opinion of the writer. But he says, as reported by Great Game India, here's how they hide their real agenda through the so-called coronavirus aid. Okay, quote, huge foreign loans are given to sovereign nations by the World Bank, IMF and the likes. But the conditions that come attached to these loans are seldom told by governments to their citizens. A recent case in Belarus has exposed the conditions laid by these agencies for loans being provided for COVID-19. President of Belarus has exposed that the World Bank coronavirus aid comes with conditions for imposing extreme lockdown measures to model their coronavirus response on that of Italy, and even changes in the economic policies which he refused as being unacceptable, good for him. According to multiple sources, the Belarusian president is considered the last tyrant in Europe. Well, we need a few more tyrants then, don't we? However, it seems he cares enough for his people to turn the World Bank's insidious offer down. According to President Alexander Lukashenko himself, he says, we hear the demands, for example, to model our coronavirus response on that of Italy. I do not want to see the Italian situation to repeat in Belarus. We have our own country and our own situation. It is ready to fund us 10 times more than it offered initially as a token of commendation for our efficient fight against the virus. The World Bank has even asked the healthcare ministry to share the experience. Meanwhile, the IMF continues to demand from us quarantine measures, isolation and a curfew. This is nonsense. We will not dance to anyone's tune. Asian countries such as Malaysia, the Philippines and Brunei received loans from the World Bank. Now, the situation in the Philippines is absolutely tyrannical. So this is quite incredible. It's everything that we've been saying for years. In other words, it doesn't mean that it's just the Bill and Melvin Gates Foundation. It doesn't mean that it's the implementation of these ideas from the World Economic Forum into the Johns Hopkins University and Imperial College. We're talking about the World Bank here. And of course, when you go back to the original 1992 Rio conference, that's where it all started. And now, of course, we have the Climate Task-Related Disclosures Fund, headed by guess who? Mark Carney, ex-Bank of England, and now World Bank. And these people are going to hold the world to ransom and take everything. And it's not a conspiracy theory. This is the Global Action Plan. Well, what else would a bank do? It's obvious, isn't it? So it says this is the reason why the coronavirus response from some of these countries was quite brutal and barbaric. The Philippines, for example, signed a $100 million debt deal for its so-called COVID-19 emergency response in April. Later in June, the World Bank again approved a $500 million deal for the same reason. According to Achim Fock, the World Bank acting country director for Brunei, Malaysia, Philippines and Thailand, he says, boosting the country's capacity to respond to COVID-19 will save lives. The government has taken quick and decisive action in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic, and the World Bank is proud to support its efforts. Right now, no other investment offers greater return. In the beginning of March, the World Bank boasted on its website, the World Bank Group announces up to $12 billion. Immediate support for COVID-19 country response. Remember also that there was billions of dollars floating around for the companies who were going to take up the vaccine virus rollout. It says a few days later, it announced it increased the coronavirus budget to $14 billion in order to help sustain the economies and protect jobs. It then proceeded to announce that their coronavirus loan offer has reached 100 developing countries. This is Agenda 21, as steroids on this, as they say. However, in reality, these groups are the ones engineering this global sabotage of the economy, influencing governments and other real beneficiaries to impose preposterous, inconsistent measures and mandates, sometimes with catastrophic results that are scaring the population and therefore preventing them from coping or surviving against the elite's own manufactured crisis. Now, we've been talking about that for the last 4 months, but it's great to have it from the horse's mouth. If you listen to Lukashenko, he does seem to be a very forthright and very unglobalist leader. Therefore, of course, he's far right and he's a tyrant. And now, just before the break, we're going to get on our guest for today, John Kitson from 5G Awareness. Are you there, John?
Hiya, Mark. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show again.
Great to hear from you, John. You're always concise and interesting. So what did you think of that opening salvo?
Oh, very important indeed, you know, and people have got to share this information. Otherwise, you know, people are not going to wake up. I mean, the $940 million that Alexander Lukashenko was offered is a huge amount. And of course, he bravely stood up for what's right by refusing it. And not destroying all the small businesses, bringing about an authoritarian lockdown. And what are we seeing in the UK? They've initiated this lockdown and small businesses across the country are getting crushed. And not only that, it's interesting what happened in Tanzania with the president there and the COVID test kits, because, of course, he tested goats and sheep and submitted them with human names. And they came back positive. And I think he tested it on fruit as well. So,
yeah, I think there's a pawpaw that tested COVID positive.
That's right, yeah.
It actually made quite a good song. Someone should do a song about that. My pawpaw tested positive for COVID-19. Brilliant. I think we need a resurgence of the comedy song in these troubled times.
Yes, this is it. So, you know, and we're just seeing things really getting carried away. I mean, you're seeing videos now of the police hitting people with batons. There was this video of two police officers hitting a couple of women with batons in the Netherlands. Another woman who was choked to the ground by a police officer for not wearing a mask. And yeah, you know, you've also got New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who's now told people they cannot refuse a test or else they will be quarantined without end. So if they reach their 14 days and they refuse the test, they'll be quarantined for another 14 days. And she's openly admitted this on video. And this is being shared around social media, while at the same time she's calling for the censorship of fake news, which, of course, would probably include that video of her with her very tyrannical attitude. So, yeah, things are getting pretty crazy, Mark.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this situation down under, New Zealand and Australia, is pretty disturbing because they obviously are trying that out as a test and it seems to be working for them. I mean, they've got Australia pretty much locked down. I was watching something on the old social media today and it was a fella who's walking round and it was just a normal suburban area of houses and there was four police cars and an unmarked car following people around. And he took his mask down to talk to this copper. And he said, look, I've only just come out of the house. I'm allowed another 25 minutes. Now, this is incredible, isn't it? Because it's time for a break. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. Do phone us if you like. 800-313-9443. I'm with John Kitson. 5GN. Smart window. You have to break.
Homeowners. owners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to Windows on the World. We're talking about the global action plan, COVID-19. I'm with John Kitson of 5G Awareness. And just before the break, we were talking about Lukashenko, the tyrant who's actually fought off COVID-19 single-handedly. Well, he's fought off the World Bank. He didn't take their loan. Quite interesting. And we're going to get on now to basically other things that John wanted to talk about, because we've had a good opening salvo from me, and John had a few stories that he wanted to bring up, so we should get into those now, John.
Right, okay, yes. So you were mentioning about what was happening in Australia, and the Prime Minister there has announced that he wants vaccines there to be mandatory and will make life very difficult for people who refuse one. But again, this is it. You know, people need to learn when to say no. They need to do their own research, and they really need to expose the financing behind these measures. Like in the UK, we've got the this vaccine network, which a lot of politicians are on, and to expose, you know, these connections with Bill Gates to all sorts of things, like not only the World Health Organization, but the British government, you know, Neil Ferguson. I think this is extremely important. But, you know, what are these tests doing? You know, are they testing for anything? And it's my understanding that they're actually being used to gather DNA. So there's an article on the World Health Organization website, and this was actually mentioned in Max Egan's recent video called Urgent Information About Your Future on BitChute, his channel Crow House. And in that, there's this detailed World Health Organization PCR testing protocol document. And what they're basically referring to, Mark, is chromosome 8, which is your own DNA. So this is actually what they're picking up in the body. It's this particular chromosome. So what they're calling a disease is actually our own DNA. So this is quite insane. And it explains why there are so many false positives. So colds or flu cause detoxification. And of course, this is our bodies going into repair mode. So our bodies produce viruses, produce this chromosome 8. So this Australian lawyer, Irene Tabaha, also mentioned in the video, found out that these PCR tests, these nasal swab tests, the results are being used to create a police DNA database. And there's a body in Australia called the Strategic Policy Institute, which looks at contracts and security risks for Australia. And they produced a report to identify 10 million PCR tests coming from Beijing Genomics Institute, where they are carrying out DNA profiling for the Chinese government. And these reports are online. The Policy Institute have warned the government about this, but of course they're doing nothing. And meanwhile, Victoria is flying plane in after plane of Chinese into the country every day. So it's really not looking good over there.
That's very interesting, because it's along the lines of what we've been talking about. And of course, these PCR tests are now being rolled out by private companies. And in Scotland, it was just announced today that they're going to be setting up these sort of centres on car parks outside schools so that children can be vaccinated. But it doesn't say vaccinated against COVID-19. It says vaccinated against the flu. So basically, looks like they've got all their old stock of flu vaccines, and they're going to be using them up. Basically, the Scottish government are buying them up and giving them to kids. I'll have to look into this, but it's going on everywhere, and it is rapidly accelerating. And of course, they're now talking that you need a COVID-19 free certificate, basically, to travel. You know, the certificate of not a certificate of vaccination, but a certificate saying that you are not COVID positive. And of course, COVID positive doesn't mean anything. So if for perchance they don't want you to fly, then you'll be COVID positive, won't you? And this is very depressing for the future, because I wanted to do a lot more traveling in my life. I don't know about you, John, but the idea of being stuck in one place doesn't appeal to me very much.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think we're seeing a mass migration now from cities to the countryside. You know, I mean, the Five Eyes countries, which, of course, includes the the UK, Australia, New Zealand, etc., are really coming under attack here. And we're seeing these measures being brought in. And of course, schools are starting back up in September. And we know that they have been installing 5G in a lot of the schools during the lockdown. And there's a very interesting chap on YouTube, the Fullerton Informer, and he's basically gone into great detail about WiGig and how this is weaponized, and how the schools don't actually have control over the frequencies. So they can be turned up or turned down. And of course, as Barry Trower has mentioned.
Okay, we better just inform the listener who Barry Trower is, and maybe you can sort of explain the technicalities of what you're talking there after the break, because we're now talking about Wi-Fi and 5G in schools, which is great concern to a lot of people. We'll see you after the break. Call in if you like, 800-913, 8443. Yes. See you in a couple of minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Don't you ever think no one's better than you?
Welcome back to the show. Don't you ever think... I'm talking to John Kitson today. We're really nailing the global action plan here. Just before the break, we were talking about, amongst other things, and amongst the Global Action Plan, we were talking about the rollout of Wi-Fi 5G in schools, which is quite a concern and something that John's been looking into for quite some time. So do you want to carry on with that, John?
Yeah, certainly, Mark. What I understand that they're going to do, and I did see a couple of news reports earlier this morning. I was trying to locate them again. But I know some schools internationally have opened, and then there have been these reports of sudden outbreaks of coronavirus. Now, a lot of the symptoms that are being reported as coronavirus are commonly found from people suffering from extensive exposure to electromagnetic fields, to microwave radiation. And Mark has talked about this. The Fullerton Informer has talked about this. A few people have been warning about this, actually, about the possibility of, in these schools, that the frequencies could be turned up and produce symptoms in children, and then children could be diagnosed as COVID-19. Now, of course, if they're diagnosed as COVID-19, what's going to happen to them? Are they going to go back to the parents, or are they going to be quarantined? And some countries have now passed laws where children can be taken. So a lot of parents now are really hesitating to send their children back to school. And to be honest, with the conditions that are being forced on children in schools, such as mask wearing, you know, that they're put behind these shields, social distancing, it's nothing short of child abuse, Mark. So I would recommend all right-thinking parents to homeschool their children.
Well, this is a really important point, but we have to remember also that the idea of this in China was to get Google Classroom into the home, and 120 million Chinese kids were being taught online. And I know people who are using this Google Classroom at home, and that is obviously the plan. They are trying to get everything online and everyone in their apartments in the smart cities being monitored 24 hours a day, of course, which is obviously what the plan is. So it's no surprise that it's moving in that direction. But it is quite interesting, because I think the whole idea of the compliance testing that's going on is where the real kind of solutions can be found, because it does need groups to start appearing. And I'm not talking about protests. I'm talking about reacting accordingly to what's going on and actually calling out local officials. And I've been talking about this for years. I talked about it on Sunday's show. And as an example, it was all about these road closures, which have been accelerated under the COVID-19 action plan. And of course, the promotion of cycling. Well, it's not about the promotion of cycling and walking. It's about the ridding people of private transport, i.e. cars. That's the whole point of it. I've been talking about this for 10 years, and people are still talking about this as though the local council is responsible for what's going on in their area. This is such small-minded thinking. They think that everything revolves around their own little area. Well, it doesn't. So I think it needs cells of people with a bit more awareness, who understand how this governance system works, to actually team up and start taking things on and being unpredictable in what they're doing. Because as we know, protest and resistance is built into the program that we're actually in.
Yeah, well, this is it, exactly. People have to think strategically. And like you were saying earlier, you know, connecting the dots with these financial interests, people need to start. I mean, people can go into start making YouTube videos, you know, getting those circulated. And also, of course, forming local meetup groups in your local area. Now, in Totnes, we had a meeting.
Totnes is in Devon, by the way, which is in the southwest of the country.
That's right. We had about 70 people get together. We had a sort of Speaker's Corner event. And for those in the US, Speaker's Corner is where you have an area where you have a free speech area like we have in London, in Hyde Park. And someone gets up.
There's a little twist to free speech in the UK. Came out of Britain. The idea of Speaker's Corner was actually where you said your last words before you were hung, before you were extinguished. So your final words had no impact whatsoever, as they were your last words ever and the last words you ever take. So it wasn't, Speaker's Corner was never about free speech. It was about the termination of you.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, everything gets twisted and inverted, and we're seeing that a lot. I saw a very important video I was going to mention, Mark. It's called Human 2.0. And it's a talk by Dr. Carrie Medej. You can find it on a Plain Truth 5 YouTube channel. And this is a great presentation. I'm probably going to stick it up on my website, 5gawareness.com, and on the YouTube channel, 5G Awareness. But it's a great presentation on transhumanism and the COVID vaccine. And, of course, you've got authors such as Patrick Wood in Technocracy Rising, who has been warning for years.
Technocracy Now is his website.
Technocracy Now,
He does a newsletter, which is very good. And Patrick Wood's very good on the technocracy side of things, but he tends to have blind spots, which we all do. And I would recommend people actually use his newsletters for updates. As also, I would suggest, biometricupdate.com. That is straight from the horse's mouth. That is telling you what is coming out of the biometrics industry and what they are actually thinking. Because these people describe it as surfing the wave of COVID-19. So COVID-19 to them is a business accelerator.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's interesting to hear that. I mean, yeah, basically, so this presentation by this doctor, it went into great detail about what is this vaccine? And it's not like a normal flu vaccine. This is something that's really important for people to understand. And one of the main front runners for this vaccine is a company called Moderna. And its founder is Derek Rossi, who was recently successful in taking some modified RNA, that's ribonucleic acid, which is found in our cells, and reprogramming a stem cell in the body and changing the function of it. So, in other words, making it genetically modified. So this man proved that you can genetically modify something by using modified RNA. So the company Moderna has never made a vaccine or any medicines for humans before, Mark. And the vaccine is being fast-tracked. So normally vaccines are developed over 5 to 6 years. This is coming out in, you know, very quickly. This coronavirus supposedly started back last year in December. And they're talking about coming out with this vaccine this year. Or possibly early next year. And this will be administered using a microneedle platform. So this is something that's easy to mass produce. Millions of vaccines can be produced very quickly and can be self-applied. So it's like a Band-Aid. You can put it on your hand, take the sticker off, and you've just vaccinated yourself. So it has these tiny spicules on the inside which contain hydrogels. And in these hydrogels, they have an enzyme called luciferase. Now, I'll just say that one more time for people. Luciferase, right? And they also have the vaccine itself inside with the modified RNA and synthetic DNA. So the body will start reading this and start producing more of it in our bodies. And meanwhile, we're being genetically modified, Mark. So for me, this is just stunning, and people really need to know about this.
I don't think the public quite realise where this actually all comes from, because this whole agenda about the transhumanism, the artificial intelligence, the people who are at the forefront of this are deficient, in my opinion, because they have no concept of the importance of human life and awareness and all the rest of it. They're very one-dimensional people. And it doesn't really matter whether they're involved, say, in the geoengineering spectrum or the vaccine spectrum or the artificial intelligence. There is something deficient in their thinking. And a lot of it comes out of this idea that they've been mentored into a completely materialist worldview. So they are actually unable to see that what they're doing is really playing around with God's creation, if you like. They don't see it like that. They see themselves as masters or at the front line of the expansion of human capacity, when, of course, it's got nothing to do with that. And I think this is a very strong kind of argument to have with these people, but what they'll tend to do is they'll go, well, it sounds like you're a creationist and you're opposing Darwinian theory. Well, we are, because when it comes down to what a lot of these people believe, they don't have any foundation evidence to back up what they're saying. But what they're doing is purely ego-driven and very deluded. I mean, I remember going to a talk with that David Keith at Oxford University. David Keith is a geoengineer who has actually invested in geoengineering. And the way he talked about it was quite, I don't want to run him down too much, but it was somebody who clearly had something wrong with them, in my opinion, because he wasn't a well-rounded human being. He wasn't talking in terms of a bigger picture, in other words, of having an awareness of the consequences of what he was doing when he was talking about spraying sulfur dioxide into the sky to block out the sun. Now, there is something definitely missing with most of these people. I find that with Elon Musk. I find it when I hear these technocrats speaking. They're detached from reality, in my view.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Mark. This is the thing. And they talk about eternal life, that, oh, we can live forever, we can make ourselves perfect. And of course, you know, where have we heard that before? We've heard it a lot with communist countries about perfecting humans, you know, not that we're imperfect. And of course, that religion is the opium of the people, or, you know, no, we're gods, you know. And unfortunately, this is the way we're going. And what are we seeing? We're seeing persecution. We're seeing in South Korea now, they're considering a second lockdown, and they're blaming it on a church. And it's quite interesting, in Reuters the other day, the church at the center of this coronavirus outbreak have actually stated that the government is fabricating the tests. And of course, we've seen huge amounts of evidence in the West that, you know, the what are they testing for? The test itself, is it testing for this coronavirus? And churches have been closed. People are not allowed to sing. So, it can be also seen as a war on God. I mean, this is the direction they're heading in, you know. And
yeah, I think these are the drivers of global governance. I mean, I like to sum things up. We're in an era of sound bites now, John, and mimetic warfare and memes. And I think that we have to be quite clever with this. And I try and do this when I name my shows, like the Sunday shows. I have to come up with a very snappy title, usually in a very short space of time. And I think that's quite a challenge. It's a bit like advertising. We're in a soundbite world. And what we are having thrown at us is very basic and poor propaganda. In other words, anybody that's getting in the way will be demonized. And this is not a new thing. It's been going on for as long as people walked on the earth. It's not a new thing. But it's reasonably sophisticated in that people don't realize that what the media are actually doing is gaslighting them. Most people don't see that. And this happens all the time. I was listening to a friend of mine who's being interviewed on talk radio today. Didn't do a very good job, in my opinion, because he could have had much better facts at his disposal. But the point of it was that nobody was actually on topic. In other words, the virologist that came on diverted off onto another subject. So she didn't make her point either. And the radio host went into this kind of de facto, well, you surely don't believe these conspiracy theories. Now, the point is that all of this is easy to take apart for a fairly competent mind. And it has to be approached in the form of a legal argument. And that's something that I can't reiterate enough, because when things are written down in a very simplistic and clear way and they are irrefutable, then there is no argument from the other side. And it doesn't matter whether it's climate change or this COVID-19. All that we have is a kind of appeal to emotion. And it doesn't really work if you're there with the facts. But of course, people who are there with the facts, I never get asked to go on any of these radio shows. You know, I mean, my show's pretty much demonized in the UK. We have a reasonable following, but it's a huge problem because the people who they let through are usually gatekeepers. So this is where I find the whole idea of this organized protest is a bit dodgy, because what are these people saying? It's like going to a gig and hearing your greatest hits. Oh, it's this one, it's that doctor, it's this doctor. Oh, he's going to tell us this. Oh, great, you know. And it's a bit like that. So people are very much kind of, they are really attuned to what they want to hear. That's what I'm saying. And so you have to be very careful not to play to the crowd as well. So those are just a few points I wanted to make. But you were going to talk about some other stuff, John, so do carry on.
Oh, sure, yeah. So, I mean, I would just say, when it comes to this vaccine, people really need to start asking questions. And I think that's a great way to approach people about these sorts of issues, because people might be tempted to jump in and say, oh, they're trying to kill us all, you know. And how do we really sell this threat? as something that people really need to be concerned about. And one way is, of course, getting people to use their critical thinking skills, I think is really important. But this particular issue of the vaccine is what the local community in my area decided to rally around. And so we've had about 60, 70 people these last 2 weeks meeting once a week, coming together to discuss solutions. And I think that's a really good way forward, you know, because as you said, Mark, you know, people are just protesting. Are they getting anything?
Exactly. It's all about the results, John. We're trying to see some results here. Can't keep banging our heads on the wall. We'll see you after the break. Call in if you like, 800-313-9443. I got that wrong last time.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now.
Oh, welcome now back to Windows on the World. Yeah, I've been talking today with John Kitson from 5G Awareness, and we've covered quite a lot of ground, actually. And these shows are really about solutions, because there's no point keep railing against the global governance system. I think the real challenge is to think things through and find alternatives to the system that's being imposed. And I think that can actually happen. It's something I know me and you have been talking about for quite some time, isn't it, John?
It has. Yes, exactly. You know, I think everything this came at an extremely, I mean, no one really saw this coming. I mean, obviously, you know, they've been doing a lot of things behind the scenes, but with the lockdowns, for me, if I compare what, you know, time we're in now compared with a year ago, it's just gone full-blown 1984, Mark, you know, and...
It has within 4 months, actually.
Yeah, right. And if that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what will. So, you know, I just say to those people who are already awake, you need to concentrate on survival, getting the word out with other friends, connecting with other people who are like-minded, but just, you know, also prepare as well, you know. But I'd say, you know, you'll come across people who are constantly repeating the mainstream narrative. You can't get through to them. And I have wasted a lot of time doing that, but I have woken some people up at the same time. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, I've got the sort of brain that wants to kind of conceptualize a way out of things. And because in the past I've used the courts, I mean, the courts can be utterly corrupt and issue summary judgment, and even jury trials are incredibly biased and steered in the UK. A lot of people go, oh, you know, jury trials were a good thing. No, they're not a good thing at all. The judge steers the jury into exactly the outcome which was intended. And a lot of these things are actually planned beforehand. You know, I mean, that's the thing. You're dealing with an utterly kind of inherently corrupt system. But the thing is, with Britain especially, is that it masquerades as a sort of bastion of free speech and anti-corruption, when in fact, people who come here from other countries, as soon as they find out what it's really about, say it's the most corrupt country in the world. And if you say that to the average person here, they won't believe you. But I suppose that more and more are coming to that conclusion. But of course, most people have their belief system invested in the state, which is the whole idea of this new system, in that it incorporates everybody into it. No one will be left behind. That's the big idea of communitarianism. It takes over everything. And you can't call it communism because people still think there's democracy, but that democracy is being steered by think tanks, NGOs, change agents. And it's a very difficult thing to get over to people. I was talking to someone last night, actually, a musician, and he said, oh, yes, I understand what you mean by unstructured global governance. You mean it's an infrastructure that's been put in above the government and it works in this way and it works in that way. I said, exactly. But the problem is when you've got people who are still going, oh, Boris Johnson's done a terrible job, or they're blaming Trump, they're entirely missing the point. I think we've run out of time. We'll be back on Thursday. Sorry, John, I got carried away. That's
no worries.
John Kitson, give us your website, quick.
Oh, 5gawareness.com, 5gawareness on Twitter, YouTube, BitChute, Instagram.
Thanks, John. That was great. See you soon. See you Thursday, everybody. Same time.
Hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.